du noch was sagen zu diesem
Beispiel? He was put in this guided homes, I don't know how they call it.
He was a shelter,
and he had to prove himself that he can accommodate to the rules before he gets really out. And he never made it. He was like 5 times in these shelters, and he never made it through because he system always put him to an outskirt area where he. I mean, that was, I talked to them on the phone, they told me, we don't know what he wanted, he had a bed he could sleep in, he had some employment, and he had food, we don't know what he was complaining about. And everybody who knows Tunjai who knows that those are the latest things he would think of. The bed was not important for him, obviously, and what he really needed was a reason to be a sense of community he was attached to, and he was used for something, or I don't know. He really. needed a sense in his work, not just, employment for some stupid, silly job. He needs something
a social sense
and aim of what he likes and he shares his values with. So, they never saw this, and they never heard when somebody treated him badly, and he simply walks away when somebody treats him badly. And that's what he did. And the system, also his lawyer, thought this crazy idea that he wants to get back into the privacy because he knows that if he walks away he would be kept. He would be kept caught. So this system was supposed to keep crazy people is so crazy to think not to think that something might be wrong or somebody would treat him bad or whatever. They didn't think this, but they thought he wants to get back, and that's why he's walking away.
So how the flats where they it's organized in Berlin by a last name. So his last name is
Tukrutzu.
So he's sent to Weißensee, which is a fucking white Nazi. Well, there was an art school there, right? But it's quite a problematic neighborhood if you're Turkish, and especially if you're obviously a little bit different. So it's really a fucked up neighborhood for him to be. I mean, he has to be a neighborhood like this, of course, but it's organized by last name. So he was sent back in. We fought about 2 or 3 months with the lawyer. We went to court with him. We told him to stay tight. A lot of people from the neighborhood visited him, which is quite difficult to get there. It's on the other side of Berlin. You have to enter all this high security shit anyway. But we managed after a couple of months to fight him out. It was the help of Südblock, getting him a job a little later. So he had to then work in the daytime here and then go back to sleep there. After a couple of months, they released him. Which was the fastest as it was possible by the system. Everybody who was on the professional side was involved in this, as we mentioned before, was never ever something in the whole career happened like this. Then we found a flat for him just across the street. So he has the first time in his life he has a flat, and he's very organized, he's very... So it's, and Tunjai for me, I mean, besides that he's a very... You should meet him. He's a very... heartful person, he's a very beautiful person, but it's basically just a tip of an example of how a lot of people don't get a chance. We have a lot of kids in our neighborhood who can tell stories from their school, etc., which are, they fall through the, grid of society. But for me it was touching that I didn't expect that so many people